Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we've placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families, and helping families grow through the adoption process is very important to us. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the Mid-Michigan Saginaw region, and our private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast, so we really appreciate you listening in and continuing to be in support of the podcast. It is our hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. We are in the midst of our Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates series, and this is week four, and we are going to be talking today with Paula Springer, and Paula works out of our Farmington Hills location, and she's the director of that office, and I'd like to welcome Paula to the show. Good morning. I think you're with us, Paula.
I am. Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for being with us as we continue to meet all of our staff. And I was hoping, Paula, that you could start us off today just by sharing your role and your work with Adoption Associates.
My role currently is the director of the Eastern Michigan office, which means providing supervision and direction in the domestic and international programs, coordinating staff, working with birth moms, educating adoptive families, and kind of outreach and networking with area professional services to make sure people know about us and how to reach us when they need our help. So kind of an overall view of what I do at this point with the agency.
Okay, and tell us about your time with the agency, how long you've been working in the field of adoption or with Adoption Associates?
Well, I've been with Adoption Associates for 24 years. Sometimes it's hard to believe that. it's been a job that I have loved from the beginning and found great meaning and reward in doing. I started as a caseworker 24 years ago when, at that time, Adoption Associates was basically a West Michigan agency. And the agency was looking to expand their services to be more of a full-service agency to the entire state of Michigan. And so I was hired to kind of begin to do some work. And as a caseworker, I worked with both birth moms and adoptive families. And the work began to grow. The longer I was there, the more presence we established, the more contacts we built, and more clients, both birth moms and adoptive families, became active with the agency. And over time, we needed to grow. I began to have to hire more caseworkers, eventually became a supervisor, became a stronger presence in the area, and now am director and manage the services in this area.
That's fantastic. So 24 years, you're right, time goes by pretty fast, doesn't it?
It sure does.
On a more personal level, Paula, would you mind sharing a little bit just about yourself outside of the work of adoption?
Sure. 24 years sounds like a lot to be working one place, but I am married. Actually, we'll be celebrating very shortly my 46th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
We have four children who are all adult grown and married, and very recently have added four grandchildren to our family. So it's truly the, you know, joy in my life right now. And having my own family over the years growing and developing really, I think, brings the foundation of why I do what I love to do. Working in adoption, we build families and provide wonderful homes for children. And so that's a real focus for me. So personally, obviously, my children, my grandchildren, my family takes up a lot of my time. We also like to travel. My husband and I travel a lot. We love to spend time at our cottage. We love to cook, socialize with friends, and entertain. We love to have people over, and that's a big part of what we love to do. So we're kind of people-oriented all across the board.
Okay. I appreciate you sharing that information. And I heard you say that, you know, through the years, as your own family has grown and changed and evolved, that it's even strengthened your connection to the work of adoption. But I'm curious if there was something in the early days of your time with Adoption Associates that maybe drew you to the field of adoption. Was there something back at that time, either personally or professionally, that really called you to this type of work?
Sure. Actually, probably two things. Even though we have four children, my husband and I did struggle with infertility through some of the years, had a neonatal loss, and were able to successfully build our family through birth. But adoption was something we looked at, considered. We do have family members who have adopted and have seen the joy of that over the years. But way back, early on in my early professional career, one of my first jobs as a young social worker was working as a residential social worker at a maternity home. And there really are not many of those anymore. You know, some people call them a home for unwed mothers. It was a maternity home run by a children's home organization near where I live. And I had worked at the children's home as a high school student and, you know, young person, and kind of built a connection with this organization. And when I went back and was hired as a social worker at the maternity residence, it began to give me a focus of working with young women who were pregnant and trying to make a decision of what they were going to do. That was in the late 70s and early 80s, when things were changing in the world of single pregnancy. And prior to that, there was a lot of almost not a decision for someone who was pregnant. They would plan adoption because there was no other choice. As I was working at Marillac Hall, which was the name of that program, things were changing in our culture, and there was more acceptance of single parenting. And so young women were looking at their choices and trying to decide whether adoption was the right plan for their baby or single parenting would be the plan for them in their future. And so as I worked in that capacity, I kind of, besides working with my individual clients in the program and all the pieces I did, one of the things that I kind of found a niche in was what we called like decision-making counseling. And so that we provided a lot of information. Everybody seems to know about parenting. Nobody knows much about adoption, especially in those days. Everything was secret. It was quiet. You know, nobody talked about it much. So educating people about options, about adoption and about parenting, talking with young women who were raising children as single mothers, talking with young women who had made an adoption plan, bringing in adoptive parents on a panel so that birth parents could see these situations and actually learn to make a better decision for their baby. And by doing that over years, you know, I began to understand how adoption needed promotion so that people could really know and understand what it was in order to make the best decision for their baby. Some people never considered adoption because they never knew what it was. And so that really kind of began my interest in learning more and more about adoption. And I worked quite a number of years at that program. And when I was ready for a change, I happened to find Adoption Associates. At the time, they were looking for a new presence in this area. And we were kind of a really good fit because I had some knowledge base that could be helpful to the agency in the work that they were trying to do at that time. And the agency was a wonderful fit for me in terms of the work I wanted to do. So it's been a joy for me to do this work over 24 years.
Right. I think there's no debating that it was a wonderful fit because it's 24 years later, here you are sharing how you came into this work and then your experiences thus far. So I am curious to hear, Paula, if there's something you think people would be surprised to know about the work that you do or about adoption in general? What is something that you hear frequently maybe or that you've experienced that people are just surprised to hear about?
I think people are surprised to hear that birth parents face a tremendous amount of criticism in their decision by certain factions of their family, relatives, friends, that young women who make this brave, courageous choice find a lot of challenge in their world because people don't understand, and people may criticize them for what they might call giving away a baby or how could you do something like that when they really need to understand that all she's doing is seeking a wonderful home and future for her child that she can't provide at this moment. And so that a number of young people, even still today, keep their pregnancy and adoption plan confidential because they don't feel an acceptance. And so I think people are surprised when they hear that. And what I'd like to change in our world is the acceptance of young women who choose adoption as a wonderful future for their baby and can give them the support and the, courage that they need.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, we talked about your time with the agency of being over 20 years now. And so in reference to Adoption Associates, Paula, what do you love most about this agency?
Well, I really love the fact that we share a similar vision of that desire to promote adoption so that there's a lot we do that we don't have to do, you know, just to complete work with our clients. There's a lot we do to reach out to the community, to referral sources, to individuals, to make sure that people are getting the information they need. Adoption is a free choice. Nobody's ever going to try to force or coerce anyone to make an adoption plan. But by making sure that we are there, the ones providing information, and you know all the things we do, Jennifer. You know, we reach out to so many referral sources. We go into hospitals. We train staff. We go into schools. We have our materials everywhere. You know, we're online. We have printed materials. We distribute them constantly to make sure that people know and understand. And this radio show is a perfect example of that. Making sure that people understand what adoption really is so that it can be a viable choice for young women and they can feel validated by making that choice. And then they can have access to the services that they need by making us readily available to them. You know, we'll go anywhere, anytime, at the drop of a hat. When somebody needs to hear about adoption, one of us is going to be there. And I love that about this agency. Mm-hmm. I think that is critical in serving the population that we need to serve.
I do too, Paula. I love that too. And it's just, it's who we are. It's what we believe in. So it kind of sort of comes natural for us almost days, right? Those outside
right.
of maybe our field say, wow, you know, you guys just jump and run. That's kind of what we believe is important and it's who we are. So thank you, Paula, for your time today and for sharing about your role and your work with Adoption Associates. And I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Jennifer, for everything you do too and for your work in the radio show. And I'm very happy to have done this today.
Thank you. And so for those of you that are listening, if you're interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you. And you can call 800-677-2367. Do remember that we're live on Adoption Focus Podcast on Tuesdays at 11. We will continue our Meet the Staff series next week, July 10th. We hear from Shelley, who is our legal coordinator, about the very interesting quote unquote behind the scenes work that she's going to share with us. So do tune in next week too. Remember, you can connect with Adoption Associates on the web at adoptionassociates.net or through Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope everyone has a great day. Bye-bye.